Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, October 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Riddle of the Sphinx, Inside Number 9. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the intriguing corners of Wikipedia to discover stories that captivate the mind and challenge our understanding of the world. I'm your host, Alloy, ready to take you on a journey through the mysteries and complexities encoded into a single episode of a popular TV series. Today, we're shining the spotlight on The Riddle of the Sphinx, an episode from the acclaimed British anthology series Inside Number 9. Let's set the scene. Imagine a nondescript, dimly lit office within a historic Cambridge college where the atmosphere is thick with mystery and intellectual rigor. This is the backdrop for an episode that fans and critics alike have described as a masterclass in suspense and storytelling. The Riddle of the Sphinx is the third episode of the third series of Inside Number 9, which aired in 2017. The series is known for its standalone episodes, each with a unique story, characters, and unexpected twists. This particular episode draws its inspiration from the world of academia and ancient myth. Take a moment to think about the Sphinx, that ancient, almost mythical creature from Egyptian mythology, famed for posing riddles to those who dare approach. How many of us remember the classic Sphinx riddle from our school days? What walks on four legs in the morning, two in the afternoon, and three in the evening? It's a metaphor for the human condition, the journey from infancy to old age. Now picture this riddle as the thematic heartbeat of a contemporary drama set against a backdrop of intrigue and peril. The writers and stars of the series, Rhys Shearsmith and Steve Pemberton, have crafted an episode that explores these themes. Their characters, Dr. Nigel Squires, an eminent but embittered professor of classics, and a mysterious student named Nina, play this intricate game of wits in a dimly lit setting filled with tension. One fascinating aspect of The Riddle of the Sphinx is its complex structure, akin to a well-constructed crossword puzzle. It's tempting to treat the episode itself as a riddle, filled with layers of meaning and deception. As viewers, we're invited to engage with both the narrative and its subtext, deciphering clues that the characters themselves might miss. How does this reflect on our own lives, where meaning is often hidden beneath the surface? Dr. Squires, played by Pemberton, is a character shaped by career disillusionment and personal loss. When Nina enters his world, portrayed by Alexandra Roach, it sparks a twisted mentoring session revolving around solving a crossword puzzle. The episode delicately balances their increasingly cryptic exchanges with discoveries about their pasts. It's noteworthy that the episode drops hints through clever wordplay and intellectual banter. Crossword aficionados will find much to admire in the episode's homage to the art of puzzle creation, with each clue unraveling deeper layers of plot and character motivation. How much of our own daily language acts as a puzzle, encoded with meanings unknown until deciphered correctly? And here lies one of the more profound questions, dear listeners. How does the process of puzzle solving mirror aspects of our own thought processes and ethical choices? What are the unsolved riddles we face in our professional or personal lives, and how do they shape us? The Sphinx, as mythological foe, becomes a powerful symbol in this episode. By challenging our perception and understanding of storytelling, Shearsmith and Pemberton compel us not only to solve a narrative puzzle, but to contemplate the life lessons conveyed through myth. Is there a deeper truth about human nature revealed as the story unfolds, a truth that aligns with the introspective wisdom contained in myths of old? But don't let these questions go unsolved. Perhaps, by pondering them, we can arrive at a greater societal understanding, a possibility that enriches our lives through communal debate and shared knowledge. As we loop back to the narrative, we're reminded that The Riddle of the Sphinx relies heavily on thematic irony. Consider the notion that Dr. Squires is an expert dissecting ancient mysteries, yet he seems oblivious to the modern enigmas simmering around him. Are we sometimes too entrenched in our own expertise to see the broader picture? What do you think, listeners? Do specialists in their field sometimes become blind to the simple truths staring them in the face? The episode's climax is nothing short of dramatic. Without giving too much away for those who have yet to watch it, there are twists that challenge every logical deduction and expectation. In that riveting final moment when solutions and truths are laid bare, one cannot help but reflect on the dual nature of enlightenment. It illuminates, but it may also unsettle or even devastate. Before we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with a call to action. Consider rewatching favorite episodes from anthologies like Inside Number 9 and analyze them with an eye for hidden depths and meanings. Engage with others about the themes you uncover. What riddles might lie in wait within these stories, ready to be unraveled with a fresh perspective? Thank you for joining me, Aloy, for this episode of Wikipedia. I hope the riddle of the Sphinx has intrigued your mind, challenged your perceptions, and perhaps reminded you of the layered complexity that art and myth bring to our understanding of the human experience. Until next time, keep questioning, keep discovering, and remember, the answer to life's riddles might just be right before your eyes.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Riddle of the Sphinx, Inside Number 9. Thanks for listening. See you next time.